Well, today, folks, I have some questions that need to be answered. Like, question number one, what happened after Bridge of Allen, i.e. the last episode? Question number two, why haven't I spoken to anyone for a month? And question number three, why did I wake up this morning on the floor of a girl's house? All these questions will be answered after the opening credits.
And cue Cliff Divers Ambient Guitar Volume 3. What you are about to hear is not an ordinary travel podcast. You won't hear any references to Colorado or Pennsylvania or even Shropshire for that matter. You won't be guzzling down on imaginary hipster burgers or craft beer. Nor will you discover the best places to become a digital nomad. Oh, no, 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 my fellow weirdo. What you are about to hear is the true, in-your-face, nitty, gritty aspect of travel. My name is Scott Harwood, Agus Avant-Garde Travel Podcast. And cue Cliff Divers Ambient Guitar Volume 3. What you are about to hear is not an ordinary travel podcast. You won't hear any references to Colorado or Pennsylvania or even Shropshire for that matter. You won't be guzzling down on imaginary hipster burgers or craft beer. Nor will you discover the best places to become a digital nomad. Oh, no, 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 my fellow weirdo. What you are about to hear is the true, in-your-face, nitty, gritty aspect of travel. My name is Scott Harwood, Agus Avant-Garde Travel Podcast.
Smoking is not allowed in the internal areas of this vessel. Thank you for travelling with us today, and we hope you enjoy your journey.
Well, basically that. Seriously, what's up, my loyal droogs? This is Scott here with the Avant-Garde Travel Podcast. And it is Friday the 28th, I think it is, of June 2019. And today, you can find me in Auchterarder, Perthshire, Scotland. So, last time I spoke to you, I was in Bridge of Allen. Yeah, that's right, I was camping there. So, basically what happened was, after I recorded the podcast, it started raining a lot. And it was warm rain as well. Warm rain, that's the worst conditions for tents, because your tent gets so flooded. So I caught a train from Dunblane up to Perth, another train from Perth to Inverness, which was absolutely rubbish, because I had a seat reservation, but they had to get a smaller train because the train I was supposed to get was one of those old 1970s high-speed trains which have been cascaded to ScotRail in recent times. So I had to sit on my bag for a few minutes until a bit lockery, then I had to sit on a jump seat going all the way up to Inverness. But I wasn't complaining, there was a lot of legroom. Yeah, so I caught a bus from Inverness up to Ullapool for the ferry to Stornoway, and on the way I had a chat with this fella from Lewis, he was nice. And yeah, it was raining like hell out there. And right on top of the moors, up near the Outgurlish Inn, it's like very remote, very beautiful part of Scotland, but when it rains, it really rains. And there was this guy there, dressed in all these thermals and waterproofs, and he was putting up a tent in the rain in the middle of nowhere by a hydro dam. He was a madman. At least I was staying in a hostel that night. I mean, come on. So anyway, the point is, I got to Ullapool. And yeah, what happened there? Oh yeah, that's right. I caught the Loch Seaforth, the Calmac ferry out to Stornoway. And I discovered the showers on board the ferry. I mean, I've been on the ferry before and I knew there were showers, but this time I really discovered them because, you know, because I was camping in Bridge of Allen, for about a week. And I really needed a shower. So I checked out the shower on the ferry. It was beautiful. It was better than the shower I've got at home. And it was free and it was so powerful. I could have stayed in there all day, but I was on the Minch and it was really rough. And oh, it doesn't bear thinking about. But I got to Stornoway in one piece just about, having nearly vomited up the Golden Archer's burger I had a few hours ago in Inverness. Yeah, so I stayed at the Heb Hostel in Stornoway for a night. And the Heb Hostel is, well, after you've stayed in a tent for a while, it's absolutely amazing. So, yeah, stayed there for a night. Then I headed south to Burneray. I just felt like I needed to be on Burneray. There was all these signs along the road telling me that I should be there. Not literal signs, but I could see, like, names of people I knew. I saw D.R. McLeod lorries everywhere. For those who don't know, D.R. McLeod's a haulage company from Stornoway. In fact, I saw one of their vans today in Oxterada. But I'll get to that in a bit. The point is, I went south to Burneray. Caught a bus to Tarbert on the Isle of Harris. Caught another bus to Leverborough. Well, same driver, different bus. Had a nice chat with this old woman. Forget her name now. I really should look at my notes, but I don't want to. So, anyway, the point is, I got back to Burneray and I was walking up the road to the youth hostel because I spend about at least 2 weeks of my life there every single year. So I go up the road, I pop in the shop, buy a few things, then I go to the Coral Box gift shop because my friend Ailey owns the place and she's just recently been winning so many awards for Best Family Business or Women in Enterprise Award 2019 or whatever the hell it was. But the point is, she's a good person, it's a good shop. I'm not being paid to advertise Coral Box, but I'm still recommending everybody go there because it's got some nice hot drinks there. So I popped in the shop, I was chatting to Ailey for about an hour and she was telling me that the tourism on Burneray had doubled in a year. Like, doubled. And she was telling me, listen, Scott, get to the hostel, get yourself a bed, do it now, before all the cyclists come. See, the thing is about the Outer Hebrides, there's this thing called the Hebridean Way, or Cycle Route 780, whatever you want to call it. It goes all the way up from Vatersay, all the way up to the Butt of Lewis, so all the way up the Outer Hebrides, and it goes to Burneray, but only as far as the ferry terminal, but most people, they continue further, they go to the hostel, they sleep, they camp, they do whatever. And there was just so many English cyclists there. Like, okay, I've written this on the website, you know, avantgardetraveller.wordpress.com. I've written about this in a post called Contempt and Session in the Outer Hebrides. Cyclists with maybe half a brain between four people, or just, okay, in this case, maybe two brains. Anyway, the point is, I met this posh family from London. They were cycling the Outer Hebrides. They had two kids. They were cycling 40 miles a day, about 65 kilometres. And these kids were like 6 and 8. And they're cycling 40 miles a day. And one of them was this wee girl. She was obsessed with her phone to the extent she was shouting, "What's the Wi-Fi password?" in the Burneray Hostel. Now, I should explain that the Burneray Hostel is a very rustic, rural, remote place. It doesn't even have a phone, and only recently some people have only got 4G signal. I mean, I still don't on my network, so Anyway, the point is, she was obsessed with her phone, and that she hid it so her dad couldn't take it away. And I actually heard her shout in her sleep, "Don't take it away!" I mean, when I was her age, I didn't even have a computer. And look at me now, I've got a new second-hand iPhone, I should say. Because the old one was about to die. I'll get to that in a bit. But the point is, okay, she was obsessed with her phone. The 8-year-old was an absolutely amazing kid. He was like the ultimate nerd. The point is, right, I had these really long conversations with him and he understood macro engineering. And we were talking about like fixed links, you know, bridges and tunnels between the Hebrides, because this is what I do when I'm at home. I come up with all these ideas and write them down on another post on the Avant-Garde Traveller website. It's called The Way, where I've posted all these ideas of what Scotland should be like, and I've included like bridges, tunnels, big infrastructure projects. And this kid, he was talking like, why don't we build a bridge across the Sound of Harris, over from Burnaray to Harris, or North Uist, or whatever. So I told him that we're in a national scenic area, and the fact is a bridge would pollute the waters and stop the fishermen from fishing. And he understood, and he's like, why don't we build a tunnel? And he's like, and I'm like, yeah, I've been thinking about that idea forever. You know, a tunnel between North Uist and Harris. It's, oh man, this kid was amazing. This kid should not have been cycling the Outer Hebrides with his family. He should have been at home writing manifestos like I do when I'm at home. Anyway, the point is that this family, along with others, they were cycling the Outer Hebrides, like I keep saying. But the point is, they flew with their bikes all the way from London to the Outer Hebrides with a transfer in Glasgow. Like, they flew. That just defeats the whole purpose of cycling about, you know? Like, you're on a domestic journey. You're with your bicycles, you're with your family, you've splashed out for all this money, and you're flying with your bicycles. And okay, you know, pollution and all that. I mean, Extinction Rebellion, have they not taught us anything? Jesus. I don't know. Anyway, there was a lot of cyclists that came through, a lot of English families, because it was the English half term back in late May, about a month ago now. Jesus. Anyway, the point is, a few days later, I should stop saying the point is, shouldn't I? Ah, well. So anyway, a few days later, 12 Danish people came along and they all wanted beds. And the thing is, this hostel in Burnaray has 24 beds. And it actually says on the terms and conditions sheets that you see on the notice board that they don't usually accept groups of more than five. And I mean, they do, but if there are any groups, they have to make way for individual solo travellers. And all the Danish people, they had tents, and they're like, oh, we're so tired, we want beds. And me and a few of the hostelers at the time, we had to tell them, look, there's going to be some cyclists coming through and they won't have tents. It's been happening for the past 4 days. In fact, the hostel was over full the other night because some cyclists came through that didn't have tents. It's like, oh, but we're trying to travel light. I mean, look, the Outer Hebrides, tourism's doubled in about a year. And if you don't bring a tent, you're hoovered. That's the thing. Even me. I mean, I had a tent, but still, at least I had a bed. But anyway, the point is, we convinced all but one of the Danes to camp. Now, here's the good part of the day. When I arrived on Burnaray, I met a bunch of people I hadn't seen for about 4 years at the hostel. Like, this family that had come up from Southern England every year, but don't make it to Burnaray Week because of conflicts with the English school year, if you know what I mean, because Burnaray Week happens on the second week of July, and the English schools don't break up for the summer until the third week of July, which is a bit sad, because there's some good people that want to come up for Burnaray Week. But anyway, the point is, I met them. Then I found out from them that a band I knew was playing on Burnaray that night, it's a band called Dive. That's DAIMH, Dive. And yeah, I've seen them twice before on the Isle of Egg. And it was like, oh my god, Dive are playing! And I thought it was going to be like a really good dancing kind of Kaylee, because Dive are a kind of up-tempo, modern Scottish band. Folk band of the year 2019, apparently. But yeah, it was a sit-down Kaylee, which I did not expect. But it was still a really good foot-stomping time. Plus I got to meet Dive again, which was nice. Anyways, the Danes showed up. And when I came back, I managed to get a lift with that English family back down the road to the hostel. And yeah, I was being really sneaky because there was another English cycling family staying in my dormitory room, so I took all my clothes off in the bathroom. I was just sneaking about. I was already ready for bed, and yeah, so I snuck back to my bed, got under the covers, and suddenly the door bangs open and this old Danish woman just turns the main light on and wakes everyone up. So that's all my good work undone. And yeah, so I said to this woman, "Turn that bloody light off. You've just woken up this family." And she announces in a loud voice, "Oh, I only need one little thing." Like something Benno, like, I don't know, I think she needed a toothbrush or something. "Oh, she just needs to see something." And I just looked at her straight in the eye and I said, "Turn that fucking light off, or get my friends here to throw you in the sea. They're going to help me throw you in the sea." And with that, she just turned the light off, ran outside, and by the time I woke up the next morning, she'd packed up and gone, so... I don't stand for that kind of thing, ruining a family's holiday. And they were getting on the early ferry as well. Some people. Still, Burnery was nice for what it was. I saw a few friends, of course. Then, about 5 days later, I went back to Lewis. Stayed at the Hebb Hostel again. And I was in the same dorm as this guy I knew from Burnery. There was this Czech guy called George, and he was cool. Total head. We talked a lot about Aldous Huxley and Timothy Leary and all that. Cool guy. Yeah, so then I went back to Ullapool on the Sunday, caught a bus back to Inverness, trained down to Glasgow. They didn't honour the seat reservations again, but at least I got a seat. And made it back all the way from Stornoway back to Arran in a day. Then I went back to Arran for 5 or so days, maybe a bit less. Then I set off again. Destination, Isle of Egg. And I love the Isle of Egg. So what I did was I went by train all the way up from Glasgow to Malig, the West Highland Line, which is the most scenic railway line in the world, officially. And yeah, I was talking to this Filipino-American girl who was going up to Kurur. I was gonna... Yeah, that's right, I was telling her about the Loch Ossian Youth Hostel, because that's up there. And I was telling her about Jan and Honey the Tame Stag, and I was pointing out all these things along the way. And there was this American family listening in, and it's like... And the mother was saying, "Oh, we get a free tour," and I'm like, I want commission. they were good people. They were going to Egg, but they weren't going to the anniversary, Kaylee, which is why I was going to Egg. So at Fort William, the American family moved to a different part of the train so they could have a good view down the Glenfinnan Viaduct because they were Harry Potter fans. Then this Indian family joined me. This guy that lived in Southport, his dad also lived in Southport, and his nouveau riche daughter from Delhi. And yeah, they were good people, and we just talked about life and everything. It was like being back on the trains in India. It was good fun. So yeah, really intimate, and had some good conversations. I pointed out a few waypoints like Loch Eilt and the Boffy by Loch Eilt, and I told him you should go now to get you a good shot of down the Glenfinnan Viaduct, that kind of thing. it really was a beautiful journey. So when I got to Malig, I got myself a King Ribbon Chips, pitched a tent just outside town on a water dam of some kind, and the next morning I caught the ferry out to Egg. And of course the American family was on board as well, but I didn't really see them. They were staying on this permaculture farm, and the mother, oh my god, the mother, she was so... just so fucking American. With apologies to people in America, but she was really, really concerned about having to use a composting toilet, and I'm like, what? Come on. It's just a toilet. That compost, it's an ordinary toilet. You don't have to squat on it. I mean, come on. So anyway, the point is, I got to Egg, and Egg was a washout. It just rained so much. But I slept in my tent, all right. I was there for about 4 days, and then sometime on the second day, I met my old friend Kev. He showed up, and he showed up with this guy called Nick. He was a right. He was a right drunky bastard. He was a good guy. He was really funny guy. Yeah. And a guy called Tom. I think he was Kev's nephew. Yeah, so we're all together. And not many people showed up to Egg this year because it was the weather was just so bad. But the people that showed up were the people that mattered, if you know what I mean. Because the bands that were playing at the... at the Egg Anniversary Ceilidh this year, there was the Yamaha Ceilidh Band, spelled J-A-M-A-T-H-A and pronounced using Gaelic phonetics. a band called Dar Beulah, which I later learnt was a stripped-down version of the Peabog Fairies, and a really good, really long-time band called the Old Blind Dogs, who were absolutely on point that night. Old Blind Dogs were just... generic up-tempo Celtic stuff, and it was just, it was magnificent, you know. I think I got the runner's high. That's right. When I was doing the Ceilidh dancing, I danced with a lot of girls that night, including this American girl, and I went up to her and I said, hey, you want to do the Orcadian Strip the Willow with me? And oh my god, I think she orgasmed. It was like, the look on her face, it was like, it was just like I asked her to marry, me or something. Yeah, it was absolutely crazy that night. And like I said, I got the runner's high and I was just doing jigs all night, and it was just, oh my god, it was just amazing. The Isle of Egg, the anniversary, Kaylee, it's just so hard to put into words when you're on a remote island, there's no police and anything goes, and everybody's just there for the crack. Then Dolphin Boy comes on later and he does his remixes, and it was just an absolutely beautiful night. I remember Kev coming up to me saying, I thought you'd get laid last night, and I'm like, hey, I thought I'd get laid. Oh, that's right, there was about 10 people from Arran there, I forgot about. Yeah, there's a whole lot of people that have lived on Arran at some point in their lives, and it was just total Arran night on Egg, including this guy who used to live near me. So I had a good few days on Egg despite all the weather. I met my friends and people I knew from Arran, and the problem is, the next day my phone stopped charging. So instead of going out to North Uist like I was planning to, I had to go back to Glasgow. But thankfully, Kevin decided to give me a lift as far as Tynedrum, because he was turning off for Lochearn Head and he wasn't going to go through Glasgow like he usually does. He was dropping off his nephew, Tom, somewhere. So caught the ferry back to Mallaig and hopped in Kev's car, and we just drove really fast down the road and stopped at McDonald's for a while, got myself a burger. Then, yeah, so went down to Tynedrum. Beautiful journey down there, up through Glencoe, past Wycowydd Moor, and really beautiful country. Anyway, when I got to Tynedrum, the plan was I was going to sleep on Tynedrum Lower Railway Station for a night. But I decided against it, mostly because the station had CCTV. So I went looking for some Wi-Fi. I went to a cafe, then suddenly I see all these people from Egg, and they're all there in the cafe, including about 4 of the people from Arran, and they offered me a lift down to Glasgow, so I decided to take it. And so I stayed the night at the Euro Hostel in central Glasgow, found out the next morning that... the iPhone was on its last legs, or some parts was about to fall out and they didn't want to replace it, so So I went back to Arran for a few days and awaited some important posts, specifically a new iPhone 6 and some poles for my tarpaulin. Anyway, the poles came, they were broken, so I sent a message saying, can I return these? The poles sheared, so they sent me some new poles. Now I've got two sets of poles which I can't use because they're just so massive. I mean, they weigh a couple of kilos each and they take up a lot of space in my bag. I didn't realise how much they'd take. So I've got two poles, sets of poles waiting at home. Anyway, so I spent a few days on Arran. I walked around the village a few times, went to the village AGM, that kind of thing. Then, so a couple of days ago, well, yesterday I came up to Octorada. Made it from Arran up to Octorada in one morning. It was 26 degrees, that's unusual for Scotland. So I sent a message to an old friend of mine, her name's Susie, and she used to live on Arran, that's how I know her. Because she used to come up in the co-op late at night, I used to talk to her. It's really beautiful, but really crazy, but crazy in a good way. This girl from Angola, like she's of mixed Angolan, well, Portuguese, African descent, you know. Anyway, I used to talk to her, but she moved off the island for various reasons, and a couple of episodes ago I talked about how I got stranded in Tarbert on Loch Lomond after a driver refused to pick me up, a CityLink driver. And yeah, I got an email from her, and so basically it spiraled upwards from there. Then yesterday I met her in Octorada, what a reunion that was. I hadn't seen her for 2 years. She was happy to see me, and she's like, hey, let's go to Perth. Yeah, so we were just zooming about the countryside in a car. I went and visited Perth for the first time. Not much to say about Perth, which is unfortunate for some, because I know some people want to travel to Perth. Went to Creef, and it's total hot fuzz country around here. If you've ever seen the film Hot Fuzz, you know, Sanford, Gloucestershire, well, that fake town, and you know, where everything's so conservative, if you know what I mean. Yeah, this is this part of Perth and Kinross in a nutshell. So yesterday, it was so amazing and yet so weird. We had fish and chips and we had wine and candles. And I don't think we're a thing, no. I don't think we could be a thing, because she was like, how am I going to ever find the right guy? And I was telling her, look, you're beautiful, you're interesting, you'll find a guy, trust me. Well, I digress. The point is, she let me stay an extra night. And before you ask, the virgin sex god lives. Just saying, just for the people who know what that means. Yeah, so at the time of recording, I'm sitting on my airbed, or next to my airbed, on the floor of a flat in Octorada. Susie's gone all day, but she'll be back about 9 p.m, so that's why I'm just finishing up this podcast. I mean, a lot of stuff happened on this trip. The point is, I haven't been recording podcasts for about a month because, I've just been living in the moment, you know, really experiencing culture and life and living it to the full rather than just whipping my phone out at every opportunity. And that's why I haven't been recording podcasts for a month. And now you're up to date with what happened after Bridge of Allen and why I've been sleeping on the floor of a girl's house. So, the plan next, tomorrow, that being the Saturday the 29th of June, I've got a bus ticket booked up back up to the Isle of Skye, back from Glasgow to Portree. Hopefully, Skye won't be a force field anymore, Because for some reason, Sky just did not want me to be there for the past month and a... Yeah, nearly 2 months. It was just... Okay, it was pretty strange, but... Yeah, so the plan is to stay in Portree in the tent for a few days. I'm going to find a woodland, actually use the tarpaulin for something other than a pillow. Then head out to North Uist in Burnery, spend my birthday, ideally, on West Beach, barbecuing some black pudding. Spend my 25th birthday doing that. Go to Burnery Week, obviously. Then, on the 20th of July... The big one begins. I've got various bus and accommodation tickets booked, so now I know what I'm going to do. Oh, it's going to be a good plan. So, Saturday the 20th of July, I'm going to start the big trip on Burnery. And go back to Glasgow on the Saturday. Sunday, go home for a few days, then starting on Arran, and I go back to Glasgow, get a train to London, an overnight Flixbus from London to Frankfurt, going to stay in Frankfurt for a night, get a Flix train from Frankfurt to Berlin, stay in Berlin for 2 nights at a place called the Heart of Gold, as in the Douglas Adams Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, Zaphod Beeblebrox's Heart of Gold. And apparently there's a bar that sells Pangalactic Gargle Blasters. I love the Hitchhiker's Guide. So anyway, then what I'm going to do is I'm going to get a bus straight through from Berlin to Pristina in Kosovo, where I'm going to spend a week. I've got a week booked at a Western Standard hostel in Pristina. So I'm just going to explore Kosovo, basically. Then after that, it's all up in the air right now, but the plan is, of course, to be in Albania for the Rainbow Gathering in September. Oh, it's just going to be magnificent. I really feel it. I just... Wow. You know what I mean. So, for now, I'm just going to leave you and leave you to think and imagine the places I've been, the people I've met, the girls I've danced with. I'm surrounded by girls on this trip. I don't know why. Oh, basically, I am having a magnificent time, despite the fact I had to replace my phone. But yeah, I've got nothing else to say, so I'm just gonna roll the outro now. Okay, I'll see you later. Roll outro.
Well, that's it for another episode of the Avant-Garde Travel Podcast. Don't forget, you can follow me on social media. You can check out my Twitter using the handle @AvantTraveller, my Instagram @Scarwood1, my Reddit @u/AvantGardeTraveller, with 2 L's of course, my YouTube channel, The Scarwood, and last but not least, my website, avantgardetraveller.wordpress.com. Here you can check out my blog posts about my previous trips around Scotland, Europe and beyond. I also have some books coming out about my strange travels around the world. So if you want to know what it's like to live in the Australian bush on the equivalent of £10 a month, or the many eccentricities of undertaking long-term development work in a country recently ravaged by an earthquake, you can check out my books at the King's England Press via their website, kingsengland.com. Right, I have nothing else to say to you except this. Keep travelling. That's all. Keep travelling. See you later.